Welcome to Awesome Talk, a production of Arkansas State University Mountain Home with support from KTLO. Hi, I'm Christy Kern, and I'll be introducing you to the awesome people and programs right here in our community on the campus of ASU Mountain Home. Welcome to Awesome Talk today. I've got Stephanie Beaver with me, who is one of my favorite people at ASU Mountain Home. She's perky and she's sweet and she helps people get all of their paperwork done to get in school. She'll be your best friend if you'll come see her at ASU Mountain Home. I mean it. Welcome.
Thank you.
I'm glad to see you.
Glad to be here.
Thanks for being here for all the people that need to know the things to get in school. You have been around the block, sister. You have helped. How many people do you think you've helped?
A lot.
Hundreds of people in your day. Mm-hmm. Stephanie started with us as a recruiter, and that kind of, you see everything at the college as a recruiter, don't you?
Absolutely.
Tell me about it. What was that job like?
Yeah. So, I mean, you're with that person from the time they are interested until they start classes.
Yeah.
And so you see all the different parts, the different departments, the financial aid stuff, everything.
You have to learn a lot about the college as a recruiter.
Right.
I think you have to know almost everything there is to know.
Yeah.
For every department, every program, you have to sell them. So it's kind of, there's a lot to know.
Yeah. People have questions. You got to be able to answer them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You were a great recruiter.
Well, thank
and you.
You
moved on up to the admissions department, and you're doing a great job there.
Well, thank you.
Tell folks what it takes to get enrolled at ASU Mountain Home. What's the process?
Yeah, so the first step is filling out that application. Then there are a couple documents we're going to ask you for, but you know, we'll walk you through that process. We'll help you get those documents, and then we hand you off to get enrolled in classes.
That's super cool.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this. If a person doesn't know what they're going to major in
mm-hmm.
or what they're interested in, how would you walk them through that process? What would you do to help them find their way there?
Yeah, so first we'll have a conversation with them and kind of see what they're interested in, see how that fits in any of our programs. And if they just have no idea whatsoever, we have tests that we can give them, like career aptitude tests that
Ooh.
Can, kind of help them direct. And if all else fails, we can get them the general education classes that go on to a bachelor's degree.
That's cool. That's very cool. A lot of folks have said to me before, oh, I wish y'all were a four-year school. I wish you were a four-year school. The truth is, you can get a four-year degree on our campus. And so we've kind of got the best of both worlds.
Right.
Is that true?
Yeah. So they can start out smaller with us in our smaller class sizes, and it's just more personalized that way. And then they can transfer to Jonesboro, but right on our campus. So I don't know why we would need anything else.
I don't either. We might need some dorms someday.
Well, one day.
One day. Yeah. I wish we had some dorms. But other than that, I think everything is perfect here. Plus, you're saving a ton of money by coming to school with us first.
Yeah.
And I don't know how much exactly you're saving, but at least a half, maybe a third of the cost of going to a four-year school, would you say?
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. With all the availability of grants and things that are out there through the state of Arkansas and the Pell Grant that the federal government covers, how do you see, I mean, there's really not an obstacle as far as financial aid goes, would you say?
Right. And if somebody's worried about it, you know, we'll walk them through the process. And yesterday I helped somebody and we were done in 15 minutes. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's quick and painless if somebody's worried about it.
Okay. They start with the FAFSA. Is
mm-hmm.
that correct?
That's correct.
Which is the free application for federal student aid.
Mm-hmm.
And that really, most scholarships require that. Isn't that correct?
Yes.
And why do they require that? Can you help me with that?
Yeah. So
tell me more.
The federal government gives so much aid to students that a lot of scholarships just want to see if that student could be getting help other places as well. So they start with that FAFSA and then go from there.
Wow. Okay. So you do that first.
Mm-hmm.
That's the very first thing you do.
Mm-hmm.
And then how do you match students with other aid that's available to them?
Yeah. So the next thing we walk them through is that universal process, which is the Arkansas state aid. And that one application applies them for all of the state aid, scholarships, grants, everything. And students can get a lot of money out of that Arkansas money. And then there are private scholarships that we would help them with next.
Cool. So the Arkansas Lottery
mm-hmm.
Provides a lot of scholarships,
right.
doesn't it?
Yeah.
And one of those that we hear a lot about recently is the AR Future Grant.
Mm-hmm.
Tell folks about that, if you would.
Yeah. So that grant is designed for students that are going into technical hands-on programs that will get them into the workforce. So that covers everything from our funeral science to our nursing to all of our things at the tech center, some of our business, it covers almost everything on our campus, and it pays tuition and fees, so it's awesome.
Yeah, that covers just about everything you need. Those are like STEM degrees, if you're interested in that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Nursing, healthcare, criminal justice, really. I think I counted one day, and there were like 35 certificates or degrees you could get on that list that it's covered. It's amazing how much federal and state aid is out there without people having to take loans.
Right.
And that's our goal, I think. Wouldn't you say that's the financial aid people's goal, is to keep you from having to take a loan?
Yeah, with all of the aid that's out there, there's really no need to if you qualify for that aid. So.
I think folks are scared of that when they fill out that FAFSA. Yeah. They think they're signing up for a loan, and I want to say that is not the case.
Right.
So do not fear that, people. That's right. The application has a couple of questions on it that sometimes might confuse people. One of those is, are you a displaced homemaker? That's my favorite question on the whole application.
Yeah.
Tell me about those questions and how you work people through those.
Yeah, so those questions are required for some of the Perkins money that we get, which is a grant. And so we have to have those somewhere. And so we have to ask you those questions.
Yeah.
But I know they can be confusing, but we have little help icons out beside them.
Oh, good.
If you don't know what a displaced homemaker is, because I didn't know what it
was. I don't know what that is. But, what the heck is it?
It's a parent that's trying to go back to school after being out of the workforce for a while.
Well, so, that's easy. Yeah. Why don't they just say that?
So, those questions, if students are confused, they can come in our office. They can call us. We'll help them out.
I love it. Y'all are the best. And I want to say I'm grateful that you are over there in admissions. You were such a good recruiter. And, you know, you've done a great job in admissions.
Well, thank
you. Telling you. So you've seen it all. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll talk about more opportunity for folks to get in classes this summer for second semester and for fall.
Yeah.
Thanks. We'll take a quick break.
Have you ever dreamed of designing your own website or to help save lives as an EMT, paramedic, or nurse? It's never too late to start achieving your dreams, and you can start right here in Mountain Home at ASUMH. Spring enrollment is now open, whether it's computer, nursing, criminology, farming, or more. If you can dream it, you can be it. Start achieving your dreams by enrolling in spring classes at ASU Mountain Home today. View the available courses at asumh.edu or call 508-6201.
Thanks for being here today. We're talking to Stephanie Beaver. I'm proud you're here today. Thanks, friend.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I bring all my favorite people to the podcast because I want to hear all the things that they know and share them with my friends. We're talking about school, getting in school, getting financial aid, and you've covered so much great information about that. Let's talk about deadlines because there are a lot of them coming up right away for summer and for fall. Let's start with summer. We're in the first 7 weeks of summer classes right now, first summer one classes. Mm-hmm. I don't remember how long they last. Do you know?
They're 4 weeks long.
Yeah. Oh, my word.
Yeah, really short time period. So we're in summer one. We have about a week between summer one and summer two. That'll start July 6th. And so we'll get students enrolled in that. And then that lasts 4 weeks. Then we have about a two-week break before fall starts. So everything goes pretty quickly.
I'm thinking about this first 7 weeks and second 7 weeks classes that come in fall.
Yeah.
So there's also a shorter time frame if you don't want to take a semester long period. There are some classes that are 7 weeks in the fall as well.
Yeah, we have several options for that.
I love the shorter condensed time. Mm-hmm. If you're struggling with a class, sometimes that's more intensive and you get more one-on-one work with an instructor in a shorter time frame like that. How are summer classes going? Are folks enjoying those?
I think that they're really enjoying them. So we have some seated options. We have some online options. We have lots of things for students that maybe be at another college during the school year and they come to us during the summer. We have lots of options for people.
Good. I did that when I was in college. I took a couple of summer things and got them out of the way. Algebra, for one, that was hard.
Mm-hmm.
That was a tough class, and I did it in the summer and got finished with it pretty quickly and actually did better in it than if it had drug out for weeks and weeks and weeks. So sometimes those shorter class periods get you more intensive help and can get you along the way. We also have a cool tutoring center if you're having trouble with things like algebra or math, really any subject. Do you know a lot about the tutoring center, or do you refer students there a lot?
Yeah, absolutely. Miss Althea is great. She's our tutor in the tutoring center. And if she doesn't know, she'll find you the help from a faculty member or another student peer-to-peer tutor.
And it's free?
It's free.
Oh, my gosh. What's not to love about that? Right. The Tutoring Center is one of the coolest rooms on our campus, too, I think. It's got lots of places to hang out or do your work. If you can't find somewhere to work while you're on campus, the Tutoring Center is a great place to hang out. I like it a lot. It's in Dreyer Hall. Mm-hmm. And Althea, who is the tutor, really is one of the kindest people that I know. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And it's free, like we said, so you don't have to shell out money to get a little help if you need it.
Yeah.
She will do that virtually or in person.
Right.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. That's so cool. I think that we're going to open up classes in the fall fully.
Right.
Is that correct? So
absolutely.
We'll have regular seated classes. I think we do have some online options, too, but our regular seated classes are going to be wide open.
Yep.
Is that what you found?
That's a true statement.
All right. Yep. We've also relaxed the mask option. So if you want to wear a mask, you can, but if you don't want to, that's okay, too, right?
Absolutely.
I love that. Masks optional.
Mm-hmm.
Masks optional. And some people do still wear masks. I see a couple around, but we're either way. Whatever makes
people comfortable.
Yeah, yeah. I like that. Mm-hmm. Tell me about this. What would you do if you could do anything with $1 million on our college campus? What would you do? I asked you this question one time before.
You did ask me this
question.
It's
a trick question, but it's a good one.
Right.
If I gave you $1 million, what would you do?
Yeah. So
your answer?
Yeah, your answer was dorms, which was great. Dorms would be awesome. But right now we're redoing our student center so that it makes it more inviting for students.
Yes.
It hadn't been updated in about 20 years.
Yeah,
so
we're
just trying to make it more comfortable and inviting so that students have another great place to hang out besides the Tutoring Center.
Yeah, I love that because there are so many people who come for a class, and then they have a little bit of time before they have their next class or before they go to their job. And so the more opportunities we can have for students to gather, I think is fantastic.
Yeah.
What are you doing down there? Tell us.
So we're making it pretty. We're making it more comfortable. We're buying some new furniture. We've redone the tables.
I love
we're
it.
Just we're making it more inviting and comfy to sit in.
I think that's awesome. Tell me about a little area that you're working on as well for parents who are students and they have kids coming. I understand that Molly Morgan got a little grant to do something.
Yeah.
What's that about?
She got grant money from the Twin Lakes
Community Foundation. Yeah.
And she's doing a little game area. So if you have your kiddos on campus and they need something to do, they'll have that option, maybe while you're studying with a group. And so it's in that same student center area, we'll have something for everybody.
I love it. I love it. I think that's a great idea because so many people don't have an option for childcare during the day, and or they need to come up to meet with someone quickly.
Yeah.
And there's just a big need for that. And I think it's great that there are going to be games and things in there that kids can play with. I think the Twin Lakes Community Foundation is one of the greatest things in our community, and they've funded several projects with us before. They're responsible for a lot of donations to our food pantry and other things, but our Student Emergency Fund and other projects that the Twin Lakes Community Foundation has helped us with. So this is one more good project.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Speaking of the Student Emergency Fund and the food pantry, there are a lot of services that are free for students.
Yeah.
And those are two things that really any student can take advantage of.
Right.
Do you know really much about Student Emergency Fund, how that process works?
So it's an application that a student would do. You can come to anybody's offices and they can walk you through that process. If you're just having a hard time and you need help getting to the end of the semester, that fund can help you out.
That is named after Ed Coulter, who was our first chancellor at ASU Mountain Home. And it really has been so beneficial for some students who've been in a tight spot or in a bind. I know some personally who have taken advantage of that, and it has made a difference in people's lives and kept them from dropping out of school, which is fantastic. Is the application online?
It is. Yeah.
On our website, ASUMH.edu, and we'll help you find that if you need help. Food pantry. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about that a little bit, where that's located and how people can access that?
Yeah. So down in Godis Hall, which is our health science building, on the second floor, Ms. Sarah Smith and Ms. Carolyn Ellis keep up our food pantry. And so you can just go down there. They don't ask a lot of questions. They just help you get the food that you need to get you through.
I love that. Lots of folks have taken advantage of that during COVID. I know they've had several food pickups, and that's wonderful. And look, we've all been there where we needed a little help for whatever reason. So the Student Emergency Fund, the food pantry, there's a business boutique on our campus that's free of charge as well.
Yeah.
That, can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, so it's a way that students can get business attire if you have an interview or maybe you started a new job and you just can't afford to shell out for a new outfit, which we understand. So we have all of those business clothes there. Lots of different sizes that you can go in, just pick what works for you, and all you have to do is sign it out.
I love it. There's one more free thing I want to talk about before we go, and that is all the cool equipment you can check out.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite free things that we offer students. And while we're talking about all this, these are perks of going to a smaller school
right.
with resources that are provided by our community. And you just don't always find those on a big campus.
Right.
Don't know how to access them, or they're not free.
Yeah.
But I know tutoring is not always free.
Right. But right? with us, we're just trying to help people get through school
that.
And have fun.
And it makes a big difference. So talk about the free equipment folks can check out.
Yeah. So we have kayaks, canoes, tents, hammocks, the disc golf set so that you could go try disc golf. We have all kinds of things that you can check out for free. All you have to do, like I said, sign it out and you can bring it on back when you're done with it.
If you're a student at ASU Mountain Home, you have no excuses for A, having a good time,
right.
accessing resources that you need, mm-hmm. Getting help, whatever that is, whether it's tutoring or business attire or food pantry or an emergency fund. If you're a student at ASU Mountain Home, we've got you covered.
Absolutely.
We've got your back. Mm-hmm. I think that's pretty awesome. I thank you so much for coming in today and talking about all the resources that are available to our students and important deadlines that are coming up.
Absolutely.
We've got second summer term starting mm-hmm. July 6th, and then the fall start date is August
14th. 18th.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking it was 14th. 18th. So get up to ASU Mountain Home, get registered with Stephanie, meet with the financial aid folks, and we'll get you in classes before you know it.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Stephanie.
Thanks
for listening to Awesome Talk. We're so excited to tell you about the great things going on our campus. And if you know someone who's awesome that you'd like to hear more about or from, please contact me at ASU Mountain Home and let me know who that is, and we'll try to get them on a show. I am Christy Kern. I'm at 508-6109, and I would love to hear from you. If you need more information about getting started at ASUMH, you can visit our website at asumh.edu.
This has been Awesome Talk, a production of ASU Mountain Home.